challenge.
Yeah, that's a good pitch, but they bowled well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, there's a bit of grass on the wicket, and there's definitely a bit of seam movement. So, and like you said, they bowled very well today. They bowled some good lengths, and it was very tough out there. But I think, you know, with what we got on the board, I think we can definitely put them under some pressure tomorrow.
Do you enjoy that sort of responsibility of going up and placing the order?
Yeah. I like batting at number four, so it's nice to have a bit of responsibility, and it was just good to get some runs today.
Because of the injuries, you're obviously lacking sort of top order players. It was a 26 for 2. It wasn't looking too clever, was it?
No, well, I've had experience, you know, opening and the seconds loads of times, so I'm used to coming in quite early. So I was happy doing it, and I was, you know, enjoyed the challenge.
Looked pretty hard work in the morning session, especially you know, getting through to lunch must have been quite a victory for you in a way.
Yeah, definitely. You know, losing two early wickets, and then myself and Leeds just tried to rebuild against like I said, some good bowling, and to get to lunch 80 odd for two, I think was a good effort.
Can I ask you, when you were called up for England, what has that done for your confidence? Did it do anything for you to know that you're in the frame?
Yeah, definitely. It's given me some confidence, you know, that I've been noticed, which you know, like I said, does give you confidence, and hopefully I can try and keep scoring runs for Yorkshire, and you'll never know where it'll take me in the next few years.
Do you see that as your most natural way into the team, maybe the England team through one day cricket? I mean, obviously you've been selected at 2020 level. Mm-hmm. Is that the most obvious way in for you, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's probably at the moment my strongest form of the game. So, you know, I feel like I can, you know, keep scoring runs in all forms, and then maybe, you know, if I can get noticed through one day cricket and 2020 cricket, then that might be the way in.
I guess innings like this against the champions in a difficult situation are things that do get you noticed.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, you know, just scoring hundreds and hopefully gets you noticed. Would have been nice to carry on and get a big one today, but you know, that happens, and you know, hopefully I can take the form to for the rest of the season.
It sounds like you've been bugged a bit by not converting some of those saying scoring hundreds, because you've got lots of 50s, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's not a problem, because I've got 50s when the team needs it. You know, just coming in at five or six, we needed quick runs. It wasn't about getting a big 100, it was about getting quick 50 for the team. So I'm not, you know, bothered about converting them, because it wasn't what was required at the time. But it's nice to get 100 today, and, you know, hopefully I can get a few more.
You said the limited overs, you see, as his strong performance. He scored over 900 runs first class at a big average. So this must be a very big focus for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, obviously everyone wants to play test cricket, so hopefully I can keep, you know, scoring runs for Yorkshire, you know, putting Yorkshire into winning positions, and then I'll get noticed like that.
Is it difficult to switch between the two? Because you've been successful in all formats, which is difficult for teams to do, and difficult for batsmen to do.
I'd like to think I've tried to work out a game for all formats. So, you know, it does take a bit of time to switch back into each format, but I like to think that you know, with the right mindset, you can do it.
Do you feel as if you're in the best form you've ever been in? Because your consistency is remarkable this year.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and on a, you know, over the whole season, I've felt in good touch, and I think, you know, it's probably up there with the best form I've been in my career.
What do you put that down to? What has happened in particular? Is it just more experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've the usual, worked hard, but I've worked hard over the last few years, and just, you know, getting more experience in the at first class level, you know, having more responsibility. I think this year I've enjoyed that, and, you know, just being able to play week in, week out has helped, I think.
Another good effort from Alex Lees again today in different circumstances. What would you say about his innings?
No, very good. You know, like I said, it was tough that first session, and he played with, you know, like we know he can play. You know, he got a big double 100 a couple of weeks ago, and he's a talented player, and he's definitely one for the future.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cheers.